This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Mark Twain is remembered as one of the great American writers. What he was not, a fact that's not often taught to sixth graders studying Tom Sawyer or Huck Finn, was a very good businessman. Twain lost thousands, millions in today's dollars on failed investments and plain old bad judgment. But the idea he came up with to revive his fortunes, literally, basically changed comedy as we know it. Richard Zaks tells the tale in his book Chasing the Last Laugh.
Mark Twain was one of the greatest American authors ever, with a phenomenal once-a-lifetime sense of humor. He wrote Adventures of Tom Sawyer and of Huckleberry Finn. He got his start writing these very funny travel books. But Mark Twain was also an investor, and that's what led to his downfall. He lost money on pretty much anything he touched. Magnetic telegraph, steam pulley, an engraving process, the Fredonia Watch Company. He had moonshot enthusiasm. He would just think he had discovered a technology that was going to change the world, and it never did. So Mark Twain finds himself deep in debt. He's 60 years old. And his books are not selling, his backlist is kind of tired, and the only way he can make money fast is to basically go on the platform and tell jokes and tell stories. Mark Twain in the 1890s decided that he needed to find as big an audience as possible, and he always thought really big. So he went to Australia, New Zealand, India, and South Africa, and it was very unusual for a performer to do that. He's charging a dollar a head, which was then a day's wage for somebody back then. So he's charging a day's wage to see him perform. His irreverence and his wit wound up making him a fortune. The idea that he got in that scrape, we all get in deep debt sometimes, and that he climbed out, and he climbed out by basically talking his way around the world. He said he talked his way out of hell, and he did.
Richard Zaks, the author of Chasing the Last Laugh, talking about Mark Twain.